now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Known to a lot of people as the Skywalk, and the CEO of Grand Canyon West will be joining us live here momentarily to talk about the attraction, of course, but then also what they've been doing in the meantime. Since, you know, everything else has been closed down, obviously these folks have too. And so Grand Canyon West is first on the list of things we'll be tackling today. And then we'll talk a little bit about the current state of affairs here in Arizona and elsewhere with regard to the COVID situation and also what direction could we possibly be going in to try and figure out an end to all this falderal that we're dealing with. But anyway, first and foremost, everybody probably is looking for a getaway, and Grand Canyon West offers something that very few places do, and that is a up-close and personal view of the Grand Canyon. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're heading to Grand Canyon West to check out the Skywalk. So stay tuned. It's all happening here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live right now here on Talk of the Town is Colin McBeth. He is the CEO of the operation that runs the Grand Canyon West Skywalk. And Colin, it's nice to have you with us here on KQ&A.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Sanford.
So how has the pandemic situation been for Grand Canyon West? I assume you were closed for a time?
Yeah, we shut down March 17th, mostly due to the fact that there was a bunch of stay-at-home orders that were put in place. And so we shut down on the 17th and furloughed some staff for a little bit of time. And then thankfully, we were able to get onto the PPP program. And that kept our employees essentially all funded up until we're going to be funded all the way up until about mid-June. So thankfully, it hasn't impacted the staff dramatically, but it certainly has put an impact on the visitorship for sure, being closed for so long.
So what have you been doing in the meantime as far as the amenities that are associated with Grand Canyon West and Skywalk? Were there things that you were kind of wanting to do, and now this gave you an opportunity to maybe make some changes or adjustments to what you have on the ground?
Well, we didn't make huge changes, Sanford. We obviously did a lot of maintenance, and that's something that's always hard to do. You know, when you've got thousands of guests there each day, you can't do as much as you'd like, so obviously a lot of touch-up, a lot of infrastructure systems to make this the resort a lot more sustainable. So, we did a lot of work, but a lot of it was also just research and how do you reopen and reopen well and how to reopen safely. So there was a lot of discussion with other resorts and other enterprises throughout the country to see what they're doing. This is so unusual for everybody that there's no real script for it. So, if somebody does one thing, you look at it and hopefully, maybe you can adapt some of those things to what you're doing. And then you create your own model and get it vetted by all the professionals you can and try and open as bulletproof as much as can.
Well, and certainly with Grand Canyon West, there is really no script to this because nobody else really has what you have. And so let's take a few moments and talk about, first of all, the Skywalk, which is the main attraction at Grand Canyon West. And literally, you are able to walk out onto a reinforced, I guess you'd call it a walkway, and be able to look straight down into the Grand Canyon. You can't do that anywhere else.
You can't. It's 4,000 feet straight down from the railing down to the canyon floor. It's scary. I got to confess, it's not for everybody, but it's a thrill for sure. But it's incredibly safe. You can actually put a 747 on that bridge and nothing's going to happen to it. So it's incredibly safe, and it's you're right. I mean, the Grand Canyon is the seventh natural wonder of the world, and it's like nothing you've ever seen before anywhere.
Now, what is it about the construction of the Skywalk that allows you to have that much confidence in it that you can actually, park a 747 on it? What has gone into that construction?
A lot of detail, a lot of reinforced steel, a lot of engineers. I've only been at the Grand Canyon West for 2 years, and so when it was originally built, I've seen videos on it, and there's still employees there that were there when it was built, and this was a construction miracle. Just the designs that had to go into this, it had to be shoved out inch by inch from the rim out into the open and reinforced, and there's an intensely detailed mechanical system that goes into the making sure that it's stable and that it can sustain the weight. And we just welcomed our 10th million visitor a few months ago, so it's had a lot of wear and tear, but it's held up strong. We replace the glass every year just to make sure that it's up to snuff, and it's an engineering marvel for sure.
Now, was this the brainchild of any one person in particular?
Well, it was a combination of a gentleman that collaborated with the Wallapai tribe, and he said, listen, I've got an idea here. What do you guys think? And they said, we love it. Can you do it? And he said, well, yeah, here's my plans. And he put it into place some years back. And through some hard work and a lot of dedication, he was able to pull it off. He's unfortunately since passed away now, but it was a collaboration for sure.
Now, besides the Skywalk, what else is available for folks that come to visit Grand Canyon West?
Oh, there's lots. So you've got an ability to take a helicopter down to the bottom, and that's takes off right from our airport that's situated right next to the Skywalk. That's the only way you can really get down to the bottom. You can take a river rafting tour through the Colorado, and we do our own river rafting outfits here in Peach Springs, and it's a beautiful way to sort of see the Colorado up close. There's a zip line. Unfortunately, it's closed right now just as we're sort of ramping up our operation with crowds coming back. There's just so much to see. It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Okay, I'll ask. A zip line over what?
It's not over the actual canyon. It's over right to the side of the canyon. It's still a long way down, but
yeah,
you're not actually going way out into the canyon. It's long. You can go two people at the same time, and you can pick up really good speed. It's safe, of course, but you can pick up some really good speed.
Now, you mentioned what'd you say, 10 million visitors that have been to Skywalk?
Yeah, we hit 10 million in January.
So give us an idea once you arrive at the location. I believe you turn off on what, Pierce Ferry Road, is it?
Well, if you're coming from Prescott, you're probably going to take the US 93 north, and then you'd go into Kingman and then take a road called Stockton Hill Road. Now, you can get there from Vegas. It's only 2 hours from Vegas, and then that's where you would take the Pierce Ferry Road up. But there's really two roads that take you up, and so you drive through this beautiful area right onto the Wallapai Reservation. It's a straight shot. There's really no way to get lost. And then you come to the entrance to the resort, and right now you're going to have your temperature checked. You're going to be checked to make sure everything's okay. You're going to be giving a few instructions. Then you proceed to the a large administration ticket office where you can buy tickets to whatever you want to do. There's places to eat. There's things to buy. And then you can jump on a bus that'll take you either up to Eagle Point, where the Skywalk is, and it'll take you all the way along to Guano Point if you wish to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's a full day's adventure for sure.
So
lots to see and lots to do.
So coming from Prescott, if you don't necessarily need to go the speedy fast way, it sounds to me as though you can get on old Route 66 and to combine that with your Grand Canyon West adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. The old American road trip is back nowadays. So I think that's a great way to sort of see the state and get out and stretch your legs if you want. Avoid the airports as most people want to nowadays, and put the top down if you want.
Now, what does it cost to enter Grand Canyon West, and what kind of fees are charged for the various activities?
So So right now, until the end of the year, it's $59 for a general admission, and that's a pretty steep discount on what we're normally doing, but, you know, this is sort of a getting back open special. And then we also have a promotion up until the weekend where first responders, so that's your police, that's your fire departments, that's your military, we'll go even so far as truck drivers and the people who have sort of really put their efforts forward during this pandemic and serving the people and serving, you know, the good people of Arizona to come on up, and we'll put you in for free. Just come on up and tell us what you do, and we'll let you go in for free. It's our way of saying thank you so much for everything you've done.
We are talking with Colin McBeth of Grand Canyon West. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to venture a little bit further into the canyon and talk about the opportunities for running the river down there through the folks at Grand Canyon West. You're listening to KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
If you've been putting off getting a new dental bridge or crown, you're in luck. Dr. Fox and Dr. Clark of the AZ Crown Center have just opened a brand new office at 919 12th Place in Prescott, just off Willow Creek Road. Now all bridges and crowns are just $649 per tooth, and they work with most insurances. Your great smile is just one appointment away. 899-0974 or azcrowncenter.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us. The coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're talking live with Colin McBeth. He is the CEO of Grand Canyon West, home of the Skywalk, and lots of other great amenities, which we will talk about here momentarily. Colin, you say you were brought to Grand Canyon West about 2 years ago. What was it that drew you to this venue, and what had you been doing up until then?
Wow. So before this, I was overseeing some resorts in ski resorts, actually, in Colorado, living in Durango, Colorado. Prior to that, I was running a big resort in Alaska. I'm originally from Canada, born and raised in Vancouver, but I spent a number of years working down here in the States, in Washington, New York, Miami, and then I did about 6 years living in Asia. Living in Taiwan, Bangkok, and China.
Wow.
So coming to the Grand Canyon West was unique because it's just, there's nothing like it in the world, and you don't get an opportunity like that often. It's just one of those things that is not normal. you don't have the Grand Canyon in anywhere in the world. You don't have the opportunity to work with a great tribe like the Wallapai. They're professional, they're organized, they know what they want. So it's a really good partnership. I've really enjoyed my 2 years here, and we've done a lot of things. And there's something to be said about the fruits of your labor actually being visible. So if you have a good year, you can see the impact dramatically in the community. You know, schools and law enforcement and just infrastructure itself. It's tangible as opposed to a big corporation where you've got, you know, stocks and shareholders that don't really have that same sort of feel good, you know, getting up in the morning.
Well, now, when you came aboard, I know you probably needed some time to get acclimated and so forth, but what were the things that you saw that needed to be done, and what would you say are some of the things that you've managed to accomplish during your time there?
Well, the resort itself was functioning okay. It wasn't broken. It was doing okay, but I think some of the things that we were doing, we could do better. So the way we were purchasing things, the way we were buying food, the way we were buying equipment, some of those costs that are associated with business, I think needed to be done a little bit better. And then we went into things like staffing. There's obviously a peak season, so the summer is the busiest, the winter is the slowest. So how are we managing the business as effectively and as efficiently as possible? So that's really important to make a corporation healthy and sustainable for the long run so that it can survive something like COVID. I would dare say that if we hit the pandemic 2 years ago, we would not be in as good a shape as we are now considering.
Sure.
So just getting ready to weather a storm is really critical. Having reserves, having a good plan in place, hiring the right people, and just making sure that you can go through the good times and the bad times. That's really, really important for any business, big or small.
Well, I want to talk about the river rafting thing, but before I do, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious, can you maybe rattle off a name or two of maybe some famous people that you have that paid a visit to Grand Canyon West?
Well, a lot of them come out, actually, Sanford, and they come out quietly.
Ah.
So Las Vegas is just about a 20-minute helicopter ride away, so they have a tendency to come out and say, listen, can we get a bit of a secret trip down there, and can we go to the bottom? And they don't want anybody knowing about it. So we've done
the tours,
a few of those that have just sort of come in under the radar and have had a little bit of a private tour. And they swear us to secrecy.
What does it cost to get in the helicopter and go down to the bottom?
It's not as expensive as you think. It's about $200. You come in, you jump on a helicopter, and you zip down. That's if you drive here, and then you could head down to the bottom and walk around for a little bit. And for a little bit more, you can jump on a boat and bomb around the river. That's a pontoon trip, and it'll take you back up again. You're in and out really quick. It's incredibly hot at the bottom, but it's a thrill of a lifetime for sure. It's not that expensive.
And as far as running the river is concerned, because I know for a lot of folks that are further upstream, you have to almost win the lottery in order to get picked for a permit.
Well, it really depends on where you're coming from. So if you're launching sort of up in Flagstaff in that area, to get a permit to run down on the Colorado, you have to go through the national park. And the national park is capped with regards to how many permits they can give. The Wallapai aren't. So you can jump on the river pretty easily if you can make your way to Peach Springs and jump on a trip and go. And you can do a 1 day, you can do a 2 day, you can do a 5 day. And just this year we launched a program where you can rent your own boat. And you don't need a guide as long as you're comfortable and you go through the safety courses. You can camp overnight entirely right on the Colorado, and they're not that expensive. I would dare say, given the fact that we don't have to charge the national park permits, they're more affordable than the traditional trips that you take.
Sure.
And it's called Hualapai River Runners, and you can book and go pretty much on 24 hours notice. It's one of the best-kept secrets in Arizona is that this trip is available. And it's exactly the same trip, and in some cases better, because they have access to places that the other rafters don't have to, because it's on the reservation. And there's history, there's waterfalls, and there's historical cultural places that are just stunning. I've done it, and it is it's one of the most memorable trips I've ever done, and I've done a lot of trips.
Now, how much of this can you book online in advance?
You can do it all online. You just go to GrandCanyonWest.com, and you can get on, and you can buy your ticket right online. Now, if you're going to do the 5 days, that's a little different, because we want to tell you what to bring and what to do. And if you're renting the equipment, there's obviously a little bit of a discussion to have. But if you're going to do a 1 or 2 day, you just go online and book it. It's like booking a movie theater ticket. It's that easy.
And there is a hotel on the premises?
Well, the hotel right now is closed because Peach Spring has gone through a lockdown.
Oh.
So similar to a lot of towns, they've sort of insulated themselves with regards to making sure that everything is A-OK. So right now it's closed. So it's a bit of an early morning drive. But if you get there around 7 or 8 o'clock, we can get you down to the river. And then you're back at home just after dinner. So it's a bit of a ride if you're coming from, say, Prescott. But you can also just show up a little bit early, perhaps stay in Kingman, and then get up. And it's only about 25 minutes till you get to where you're going to sign up. So it's convenient, that's for sure.
So again, the website where people would go to if they wanted to book some of the attractions at Grand Canyon West?
GrandCanyonWest.com. That's all you got to do, and it's right there spelled out for you.
I would strongly suggest folks listening. I know it's great to talk about it, but some of those pictures are just breathtaking, and so I would strongly suggest you get on the website and look this up, because as far as a one-day staycation is concerned, this will just blow the mind of anyone, whether they are new to the area, visiting the area, or a longtime resident. There just isn't another place like Grand Canyon West and the Skywalk. And Colin McBeth, we appreciate you taking time to join us and wish you continued success as the economy continues to recover. You guys got a real gem right there at Grand Canyon West.
Well, Sanford, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure talking to a legend like you who's been in the radio business. I'm not going to say how long, but you're pretty much famous. So
I'll wear my age proudly. This is 35 years in radio here in Prescott.
But. Well, you're a legend. So this has been my honor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to help, and looking forward to talking with you again soon.
Anytime.
Bye-bye. Colin McBeth, the CEO of Grand Canyon West, joining us live. And, look him up on the internet and check it out. It's a mind blower. There is no other place like it. So anyway, we're going to take a break because there's really no other place like KQ&A. Is there? No, there is not. And so after the news, well, we're going to do what we call a report card on America. A report card on America. So we're going to take it subject by subject, and we're going to take it grade by grade. And you'll probably want to know, what number, 1 through 5, do we give America on citizenship? Woo! That's coming up after the news, so stay tuned. It's all happening live right here on the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
At Affinity RV, you get a home with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and
lifestyles together. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Every year, wildfire season is different, and every year, we prepare. At APS, we work year-round to minimize the risk of wildfires and take additional steps during high-risk conditions. These extra precautions could result in extended outages or more outages in high-risk fire areas. We realize any disruption of power is an inconvenience. We'd like to thank you in advance for your patience as we work to protect you and make it safe for first responders. Learn more at aps.com/wildfiresafety.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. An Arizona real estate executive and movie theater owner says he's not quite ready to reopen his Tempe theater as the COVID-19 pandemic shows no signs of letting up, especially with the virus spiking now in Arizona. Michael Pollock says he has it on good authority that reopening Pollock Cinemas would be bad timing.
We follow closely the CDC. We follow other advisors within our industry, the National Association of Theater Owners, the consultants that we bring in to tell us what their thinking is. I do have a real concern that all the protests that we've seen around the country, you know, that's been a lot of people in a very small area, literally right on top of each other or shoulder to shoulder.
Although the ban on opening theaters lifted weeks ago,
we can remove a seat in between or seats in between, but we're not satisfied that we have the exact answer at this time. We could open up way before anybody because we only have one location with six screens to worry about.
Sunny, very warm and dry, very gusty, and a bit cooler this weekend, with an overnight low of clear 52 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to 91 tomorrow and a very windy Friday, up to 85 Saturday and Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear this evening, cooling overnight to near 59, sunny highs in the windy upper 90s tomorrow through Sunday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubrographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubrographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And for the second half of today's Thursday Roundtable, I figure this is probably a good time as any. We're at the end of the school year to give some grades to America, an American report card, if you will. And Chuck Roberts is here to catch the flack, so to speak.
Yeah.
Let's start out by laying a few ground rules with regard to the curriculum. We've learned this year that when you go out into the streets of our cities and start burning and looting, you are doing so while chanting, defund the police. So that gets you to thinking. You're out there committing crimes in the name of defunding the police. Does that make any sense to anyone?
I'm afraid that's going to be a kind of a low grade.
This is our curriculum now. We're learning that burning and looting while chanting defund the police, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Now, if you want to talk about getting some some background information to give yourself a better feel for the entire curriculum of the year, you need do nothing more, in my humble opinion, than look back at the last three episodes of Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News Television. Tucker Carlson has nailed the situation in our country better than any single spokesperson I think I have heard, seen, read. And so if you haven't seen Tucker's show the last 3 days, you can go to foxnews.com and they have those archived. Look at Tucker Carlson's last three episodes of Tucker Carlson Tonight. You will be amazed. You will feel assured. And you will also be scared to death at the same time.
Give me some highlights on that one.
Just the fact that what is happening in the world and in our streets is a reflection of not a majority of people, but a minority. And that there is a large swath of people very upset about the George Floyd thing, but not compelled to go out and burn and loot. And it is possible to be upset and angry and frustrated and everything else without burning and looting other people's property.
So the headline would be 280 million people did not protest.
Pretty much. Yeah, something to
the
that.
Concern.
Yeah,
and they would like to do something about it, but they don't need a brick in their hand.
Let's put this in context with America's report card, and let's start out, first of all, with a grade on literature. First of all, there is so much fake news out there, and I don't mean Donald Trump's fake news. I'm talking about the real fake news. Now, if that sounds like an oxymoron, you can keep the moron part, but basically what that means is something that is created specifically to be fake. That's a different take than someone reporting a news item in a way so as to create a certain image in the mind of the listener or the viewer. I'm talking about something that was absolutely fake from the very beginning. Never was real, always was fake. For instance, you don't need a mask. You must wear a mask. You cannot go out and protest and without being socially distant. There's hundreds of thousands of people in the streets now not being socially distant, not wearing masks, and that's okay. We don't have to round those people up. We don't have to incarcerate them. So you can't have it both ways. Either it's dangerous to the country to be meeting outside with masks on, or it's dangerous in the country to be out without masks. But you can't punish the people that wanted to protest with their masks on because you didn't like what they were protesting, which was namely the way in which certain governors ran their states. You know, so this is pretty obvious to me that as far as literature is concerned, we are drowning in fake news. And so literature, we're going to give the country a D+ at this stage. We still have the possibility of, you know, coming up with ways in which to embrace the culture again. But when you start removing things like Gone with the Wind from your streaming because you're upset about the way people of color were portrayed in the 1930s, when that's what their life was like back in the 1860s. Movie's about the 1860s, people. That is our history. And as long as we're talking about history, what kind of grade shall we give America on history? Well, right now, we are talking about a D and falling, because the people that are out there tearing down Confederate monuments and, you know, basically whitewashing, how do you like that word?
Oh, boy.
Whitewashing our history, are doing a disservice to the future generations of our country, because why wouldn't we want to have a physical representation and appreciation of how far we've come as a people? And if you remove all that old stuff, you'll never know what we have aspired to and how we've brought ourselves into the present day from way back when. So from the Confederate monument side of things, I didn't have any relatives on the Confederacy, but I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 6-7 years. There were people that had multi-generations that went back to the earliest days of Georgia. Did they own slaves? Yeah, they probably did. Terrible. My people were enslaved back in, you know, the BCs, but so what? The point being is that America was not founded and is not about slavery. America is about freedom. And that Civil War that so many people fought and died for was to give slaves their freedom. And so that's the legacy of the United States you want to remember. And that's why having those Confederate monuments up there as a testimony to the fact that these people tried to do A and it ended up being B, and that our present day ended up being freedom for everyone, that to me is a mistake to try and eliminate our history.
You can always look it up in George Orwell's book.
It is something that a lot of revolutions have done, namely the Bolshevik Revolution, when they tore down all of the statues that were devoted to the monarchy and to the other things that, you know, helped find those particular countries as well. Math, I'm going to give us an F on math. Okay. How many millions of people in the United States were going to get killed by the COVID virus? Originally, it was going to be like 5 million. Then it became like 2 million. Well, it's got to be at least 1 million. And now it's like 100,000 plus, which is still terrible. But when you think of the 1917 pandemic, the Spanish flu, killed 635,000 people in this country. 125,000 is really a bad flu.
And in relationship to 600,000 versus the total population.
Oh, yeah. You're talking 50 million people back then. We got 335 million people today. And so we shut down our entire economy based on this.
But wait, there's more.
It's
coming back.
Yeah, it is coming back.
So we need to panic.
Which shows that it really was that the things that were in place that caused our economy to boom prior to the pandemic were real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't flawed. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a fluke. We really did have an economy that was on fire, and we're going to be on fire again. It's just going to take time for us to recover from this.
Absolutely.
Phys Ed, I would give us a B on Phys Ed because all those people in the streets rioting are getting really good cardio, and they're really, you know, there's a lot of and there's a lot of people at home watching TV getting so upset. They're getting cardio at home, too. So I think really health-wise, getting past the pandemic and everything, I think people in general will be healthier. Certainly, the use of hand sanitizer and masks are with us for the foreseeable future. So I think all in all, America will emerge from this healthier and more aware of their surroundings.
You give that a B?
I gave it a B.
Maybe a B plus, huh?
All right, well, B pollen. Let's see, social studies. I would definitely give social studies a D at this point because, again, so many people in our political system are not paying attention to the fact that the reason government exists is for the health, safety, and welfare of its people. And what we're finding is a lot of these politicians are only concerned about the health, safety, and welfare of them, of the politicians. That way, you know, the rest of us are forbidden from getting a haircut. But Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, she has to go out and get her haircut because she's the face of the community in Chicago.
I see.
Yeah. Language. I'm going to give language a D minus. Because not only are we butchering the English language, not only are we going into a new type of texting language that totally ignores correct spelling and grammar and civility, but we're now in sort of a Twitter speak era where the only language that matters is the gotcha language. So if you're able to take somebody else's statement, turn it against them, and hit them over the head with a really nasty observation and impingement of their character, well, you are the one that really is in control of the language now. And not only that, but all these things that we can't say anymore, you know.
Ooh. I can't say.
Yeah, you can't say that. Nope. No, and you can't say that.
Oh, no.
Nope. So anyway, so language, eh. Also, I think we need to look at shop class. You know, being able to build things and fix things and create things. I would give shop a B plus at this point. Yes, we have destroyed a lot of buildings and glasses and looted a lot of places all around the country. But now those things are going to be rebuilt and people are going to be spending their time reassembling the American economy and the places that got looted. So I think shop deserves a B plus at this point. Home ec definitely an A plus.
Oh, yeah.
We have taken the time that we were locked up and locked down and sequestered and quarantined, and we have done so much as a people to make our home now a place that is multifunctional. We have discovered ways in which we can pass the time with our family. We've, made our homes self-sufficient in terms of the way we use our storage space and stuff like that. So yes, home ec is the only item on this list where we get an A plus as a country. And then before we take a break, we do want to talk about music. And music gets two grades. One, you get an A plus for all the classic rock musicians that have shown up on the internet and played their music knowing that they can't appear live and in person, but instead have carried the gift of their music to the public via the internet. And even to the point where we've been able to put together choir groups that from all over the place that have gotten together and been able to play together. So I think music, on that side, we get an A plus.
Uh-oh.
The D minus side of music, on the other hand, are the musicians that have decided that they are smarter than we are and have joined some of these destructive political cults and now are using their fame to try and poison the minds of the people that are following them in music. We have a 25-year-old British pop singer by the name of Dua Lipa, who decided she was going to retweet some really awful, awful anti-Semitic stuff to her 48 million Instagram followers. And so we as a radio station group decided we are pulling the plug on Dua Lipa, and we actually played her music on our KDAM station in Lake Havasu, and we had a couple songs on KPPV, and we yanked Dua Lipa off of our playlist. We don't need to have hate speech represented amongst our musicians that we bring to you on our stations. So D minus for you politically stupid musicians that thought that, hey, I think I'll go ahead and I'll side with my friend, not knowing anything about whatever issue it is that you decide to retweet and put your name on it and put your fame behind it, and it ends up, we are pulling you off of our airwaves. So, na-na-na-na-na-na.
There you go. You can do that.
So, we're going to take a quick break. We got one more, and that is citizenship.
Oh, boy.
The score on citizenship for America's report card, that's coming up next right here on Talk of the Town, KQNA, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
Water's garden companion plants for June are sunburst locust, moonshine yarrow, silverberry, and Hall's honeysuckle.
Ideal at growing up fences, walls, or as a ground cover.
Wind, drought, deer, javelina are no problem.
Hall's honeysuckle is an outstanding mountain vine with fragrant yellow flowers that loves blooming in the summer heat.
An excellent solution for a fast-growing screen, even in the poorest of soil.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us. And you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. To keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, we are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store, curbside, and batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Hi, we've got citizenship and civics to draw on real quick. The civics lesson is you can't impeach a president if you have only the votes of one party. To me, that should be illegal. There should be a new law that says you have to have at least one Republican that crossed. Now, granted, you probably got Mitt Romney who'll cross over in a second because he's got no guts. But the fact is, they did that impeachment thing without one single vote from the other party. And it should be against the law to do that. You should have bipartisan, and it should be in the law. So that's your civics lesson. Citizenship. We got ones and we got fives. The ones are for our healthcare workers that have done a fantastic job. The fives are for those idiots in the streets that are looting and burning instead of making their neighborhoods better. And that's the end of that. So I just want to mention that we have a live webinar coming up. It is the Candidates Forum, sponsored by the Yavapai GOP and KQ&A, and that's coming up on June 23rd. Donna Tanzi from Yavagop is going to be here in studio next week to tell you about it. But you can go on the Yavagop website, and you can download and register and be a part of the only webinar that will have all the candidates from LD1 for state representative and all the candidates from the Board of Supervisors. So tune in for that next week. And then we also are going to dabble in sports a little bit tomorrow right here on Let's Talk Sports at 4 o'clock. So hope you get a chance to do that. And anyway, I'm sending this report card home with your mother, and you better sign it and bring it back or we're kicking you out of school. And with that, Mark Levin is going to take over, and I'm sure that he has some very quiet, fatherly advice for all of us. And yes, definitely download those Tucker Carlson episodes from the last 3 days and get yourself up to date on what's really happening in the world. And for this, for Chuck Roberts, and thank you, Colin McBeth from Grand Canyon West, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.